morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It is 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for a much calmer, more normalized day than yesterday was, which was just odd, just an odd day all the way around. Strange happenings right here in our city, and the news was all over it, and everything was it's just going to be different again. It's going to be back to normal.
Did you guys go down there?
Oh, I was on the 101 and Cave Creek and got on the freeway, and it said, like, I don't even think I'd gotten to Bell yet, and there was a sign up that said, parking at Veterans Memorial Coliseum in overflow only. And I'm like, wow, we're not even close to that. We don't even need to be thinking about that quite yet. I mean, if you're worried about it here, you're going to be in pure panic by the time you get there. And so, yeah, it was just it was all consuming, the whole presidential visit yesterday. Although I did stand outside and watch
Air Force One
because you could just barely see, like, I knew which plane it was. Like, that's neat.
Extra loud.
Something about that stupid thing that's just fascinating.
You want to go on it, don't you?
I want to live in that thing. You just
like to check it out.
Yeah, when the door opens, you're like, what takes so long to get off this plane? It's like,
oh, but so well,
you casually
whenever he wants to come out.
I think he was napping because he came out a little dizzy. But it's just forever. It's like that door opens, the press is all piled out of the back, and maybe that's what they have to wait for, all the press to get out, clear the runway, get them out of there, and then the president can come out. It's pretty neat.
In all the movies and TV shows, it would just be cool to have an office on a plane.
I know. And a bedroom. And
bedrooms. Oh. Yeah, just
they have that one
so
where
neat.
they go through it. I don't know. It's on the Discovery Channel or something.
Yeah.
And that was pretty amazing. But I think, is it next year is the new one? It's
they're building
white.
It now.
It's red, white, and blue. So they're getting rid of that light blue color. And it's the different model 747. They said it's a lot bigger.
It's ridiculous.
I can't
now.
Imagine that thing.
They should sell it as a house and just park it in a neighborhood and just let the old one be a house, because I would love it. It's so cool. And when you see it go by, it's unmistakable. The color, everything. It's pretty neat. Yeah, yesterday was crazy. And then last night it was like the news was dying for something to happen. They were marching people back and forth in front of the free speech zone. And right on TV, on Channel 3, it was great. These Trump guys went by and said, that's the free speech zone. Yes, it is. You shouldn't go in there. And it's like, well, wait a minute. If it's free speech for them, it's free speech for us. And the girl from Channel 3's eyes lit up, and she goes, he's got a great point. Let him in. It's like, yeah, they're going to fight, and we've got our cameras on. And then the best part is Channel 3 didn't realize it. But the two guys that were leading the let's go into the free speech zone, and we'll be able to shout our side too. Then it just became everybody yelling at the top of their lungs. One of them had a shirt that says America, on it. And the other dude had a shirt that says Trump, no more bullshit. And they are front and center on Channel 3's. The reason I know that they were hoping for a fist fight to break out is because these shirts were on my screen 3 minutes. Not once did they go, oh, geez, we didn't even realize that. They're trying so hard. And even seen McGluckluck. On the 5-3, whatever that is.
It was like the whole word and everything, not a little stars?
Oh, no stars. Just boom, boom. And I mean, my eyes caught it like, look at that. But then scenes like, we have to turn the camera away because some signs with offensive language. So if the camera swings away wildly, that's the reason why. And the audio would cut out every once in a while because somebody would cuss. But these two, they never once saw it. And I'm like, they're dying for this to turn into a melee. And then, of course, when they didn't get it, they're like, everybody remember in 2017 when that guy got shot in the nuts by the beanbag? I remember that, and they showed that like five times. I'm like, well, that's not even relevant to today, but it's still fun to watch. So you got me there. But they missed every single aspect of what was real in an attempt to show us something that might happen.
They're not in the proper zone.
And that girl, her name's Brittany or something, she's running all over. Going, these two gentlemen seem to be having words, and it seems a little contentious. Let's go over there.
Oh, they were just hoping for something.
Fingers crossed. It was just such an amazing nothingness. And then at the end, she seemed disappointed. Well, everybody's filing out rather peacefully, and that sucks.
Damn it.
The cops are here. And it was almost like the cops broke up a party. I didn't even know they were cops seen. They're in jeans. They're not in their battle battalion gear. And I'm like, I don't think that's even a real phrase. They're not in their uniforms or their battalion battle gear. So I didn't recognize these gentlemen are police, and they've just come and calmed situations. Meanwhile, America, yeah, guys, just standing right there. Camera never picked it up. They never. They usually apologize, like they did it. Oh, we're so sorry that some offensive language was written and we didn't see that. They didn't care. It was
Fox.
Great.
The Fox reporter was embedded in I believe the free speech zone as well. And he's like, it's very dangerous for me to be here right now, but I'm. Right. They're going all around him.
Dude,
nothing's happening.
You're surrounded by pasty lesbians who hate Fox. That's the only. You're fine. If it comes down to fist fighting, that's the group you want to fight. Protesting liberals. The other side carries guns. They're not protesting. They're just noisy.
And it wasn't even insanity. At that particular shot, wasn't even what you're saying, the pasty white. It was a guy holding up his kid to try to get the kid in the shot. Like family violence,
like
I guess.
A game. It was pretty funny. My weirdest part about yesterday to me was and this story's here too, a dozen people were treated for heat-related issues outside of the rally. It was 77 degrees.
If
you have heat-related issues yesterday, get off the planet. It's perfect outside.
People
you're not
ready
meant
for it.
You got to understand.
They're 100 years old.
Well, that and the camping out and maybe
it's
celebrating
still
heavy.
70.
You're hungover, that's all.
It's 77 degrees. Then say it. Then say that there were some folks who overdrank and heat-related issues and 77 degrees. It's not – I hate to break it to you, but in a month from now, you're going to roast like a chicken. It was the strangest thing. Heat-related issues are causing many of the rally participants to fall out. Are they under a heat lamp that they brought themselves? It's not hot enough to have an issue. I don't understand. It's like being 65 and people are getting hypothermia. How are they doing it? They're doing something wrong. You can't have heat-related issues in 77 degrees unless I'm just going to jog in place at age 88 for about 35 minutes and see if I can work up a sweat. And if he goes out, then you're like, yeah, but you had dozens of people. It's so hot outside.
If Brick Man can keep hydrated.
Yeah. That dude was
in
an
outfit.
A brick suit. Top to bottom. Drew Carey looking dude in a suit. Head to toe bricks, and if he wasn't, and was there a guy dressed up in a gorilla out? I understand if you're in like a costume, but
doesn't really make sense.
None at all.
Did the America F Yeah guy? Was it a Team America shirt?
Excuse me, it was America. No A and a U. America F Yeah. Yeah, it was
Was he going for the Team America thing?
It was using the Team America song as a rallying point for he was very Trumpy.
I don't know if that's what Trey Parker and Matt Stone had in mind.
No, probably not, but it was still.
If you think about the movie.
It was basically exactly the opposite. It was making fun completely of people who scream it. But America, guy, and Trump, no more Bush guy are pretty much. They were both like 23, which was
young.
The surprising part. They were real. So I don't think they really got the subtle nuance of the satirical nature of Team America. They just took the I'm for that America. Yeah. And it's a great shirt, I'm not gonna lie. That was a fantastic shirt. Because it even had the apostrophe where the A should be. It was great. But they were yelling at the protest people from the Democratic side, and then, you know, all they were saying was, You watch Fox News. Oh yeah? Well, I don't even care about it. They had no arguments. It was just how loud can we get together and then talking at the exact same time and Channel 3 ate it alive, but not once did they see that. I had heat-related issues last night. Last night it was in the 60s, and I went into a bowling alley to practice for the league that's coming up. And then when I came outside, there was a drastic weather change from the inside, which was probably about 68, to the outside, which was probably about 70. And it was just so drastic, my body just collapsed right out in front. It was insane. It had nothing to do
Your
with the
blood
beers.
Didn't adjust.
No, I can't, and I don't know how. Anybody can survive in 77-degree weather in the daytime, let alone my nightmarish dropout at 66 to 70-degree temperature swings. Yeah, you're not built for the planet. You're not built for Phoenix, that's for sure. A couple months, you're going to be in a room that's 70, and then seconds later, you're going to be outside in 110. 40-degree swings, there's no way your body can handle that. You shouldn't be allowed outside, and you should have somebody taking care of you. Not necessarily at one of our facilities, because that's where rapes happen, but somewhere good. Pay the extra. That thing that happened in Mesa where that guy got caught molesting the incapacitated people again. They had some former caretaker on there yesterday. And they're like, well, you know, at least they caught this guy, which is just such a veiled sentence of, oh, yeah, well, one of them got nailed. That's good. At least they got this one. because this person quit years ago and said it's just not a good place to be. They don't have enough people, and the people they do have are not qualified, and they're doing whatever they want. And I'm like, you're telling us this is a common problem. So I'm talking to a friend of mine on text, and he said, thanks a lot for this morning's chat about the caretaker. I have to put my mother in a home. And he said, and we had just boiled it down to three, and the one we were going to go with is the least expensive. And I'm like, nope, that's the raping one. Don't do it. Always spend middle money.
It's run by a bunch of dudes in their 60s yep. that look a little creepy.
Hey, why don't you bring your mama in here?
Take real good care.
She's got the dementia, huh? So you're telling me she can't remember anything from...
No, every day's a different day for her.
All right.
That's our specialty.
Those are the ones we like to handle most.
That's why I sent my mother to a place with all Asian women.
Yeah, very smart. A massage parlor, which was a great way to go out.
Wait a minute.
Send your mother to a massage parlor instead of a home. That was brilliant. When Eric said that, he said, I'm not going to put her in a home, just a 24-hour massage parlor with Asian broads. And I'm like, you know
what? Sure, it's open.
Not what it was.
Safest decision you can make these days. Look, that is a smart thing. If you went into a massage parlor and said, hey, I don't want my mom to get raped and she's on her last legs here, would you ladies, for a fee, take her in 24 hours? Like Better Call Saul had an office in the back of one of these places.
Okay, sure. How much?
I don't know. $1,000 a month.
Okay. She live here now in Cot.
My mom's at the Orchids.
She's at Wild Orchids downtown. A lot of businessmen go in there, get hand jobs, and then the old ladies go and just rub lotion on my mother's dry skin. Smart. It's better than a care facility. But he said they were going to, he and his wife had talked about putting her in to the one that was least, it looked nice. But it was the least expensive because the mom doesn't have a ton of money, and they're using her money first, evidently, before they kick in with their own.
Once that's gone, even cheaper.
Yeah, facility. That's what I said. I'm like, so you're going to go into your cash? Well, no, I mean, you know, she's got money. Don't be a dick. Like, why are you going with the cheapest one? We like the people the most. Is that it? Was that it? Now I got to go higher. It's true. So always
having them come into the house is really expensive.
Pick the middle. That's what I say. You got one that's charging you nothing. Just think rape. You got one that's overcharging. Just think, what are they covering up? Goldilocks this thing. Right down the center. It's like this one seems
reasonable.
I was
in the middle.
Yeah.
There were some cheaper ones.
Pick the middle. Never go with the cheapest option.
No.
A, you're going to feel bad about that when they die. And B, it's a rape facility.
Amazingly, they're run by it's like a cultural thing. Like the one place was all Indian dudes.
No kidding.
Dots, not feathers.
Right.
Then
Filipino.
Then Asia, yeah, Filipinos. And, you know, it's like very odd.
So no diversity amongst their hiring.
No.
They're Indians. We're staying in. We're Indian owned. We're Indian operated.
It's like a whole family of Indians running a place.
Now, I'm not, maybe I am a bigot. I am a bigot because I don't want my last days on the planet to be surrounded by that accent. But only that accent. That would drive me bananas.
Well, my mom was getting a little irritated because
your mom would have hated that.
Because of the food. It was all Asian food.
Oh.
And it was real spicy.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Salty. Well, you don't have to worry about salt now.
Yeah.
At this point.
Old people are very...
Enjoy your ghost pepper mashed potatoes.
They're very...
We'll be back in an hour.
They're very stuck in their ways. They like their plain mac. They like their plain taters. And they like a good plain American accent. They don't need a hit. Oh, I got to do a good take care of you with your curry.
I don't want curry, Pop Swap.
My name is not Pop Swap. Please stop calling me Pop Swap.
Yeah, our racist parents and grandparents.
Yeah, I think every old person does. I admit it right now that if I had to go in a facility, at first it would be fun, but after a while it's like, I can't. I need something more familiar. I didn't grow up with this, so this is very foreign to me. Pardon the pun.
I know.
And I can't. And we all would be that way. It's like, I got these goddamn Indians all over the place running around.
I felt awful.
Yeah. Everybody's in a Nehru jacket. It just felt, if I feel like I'm in a Beatles album cover. Something's got to give.
Yeah, we're between a rock and a hard place. Though.
Sure.
I mean, what do you?
I'm going that route because the stories that are coming out, I'm like, if I'm interviewing something for my mom or dad or whatever, and it's a heavy male staff.
Yeah, not doing it.
No.
No, I'm with you.
At least I had that going for me.
Yeah. At least your mom goes out getting scissored.
Yeah.
If she's going to get raped, at least as men we think, it's not so bad if there's no penetration,
gentler.
Right? If he just kind of gets into some sort of...
gentle care.
Yeah, a leg mount and starts scissoring my mother.
Oh, very good. I see your mom.
All right, I don't know that that's so bad. It's, but the alternative is worse. Nathan Sunderland. So, yeah, it just doesn't what are you going to do?
But that's the thing. I mean, that particular business is they can't get enough help. I mean, it's a booming business.
Right. And you need people there
and
at night.
They're throwing them in.
Yeah. And you maybe don't have the greatest hiring practice going in, saying this guy's willing to do it. He seems sort of qualified, and you just didn't look too deep into it. But I know it's isolated. I know it seems like an overreaction, but I much like all those other things, one or two incidents way too high for a facility where there's 85-year-old people with dementia. And, we're all, every one of us in this room is like, we're closer than we'd like to be. Eric already did it. I don't know if your parents will do that. They seem to be the type that, you know.
I mean, what choice do you
last
have?
A long time, right?
You know, if something happens to your dad, Brady, right, and right. then your mom starts to lose it a little. I mean,
yeah.
you got to do something with
her. It was pretty
her.
Close, yeah. you know, about 6 months ago, and now he's, you know, gotten a lot better.
He's bounced back.
They look around. They have a couple of places that they're looking at.
Yeah.
Eventually, you get to that point. You got to choose something.
My old people friends live up in a nice, it's not assisted living, but they have independent living. And then the building behind them. Oh, that's heaven's
well,
waiting
they'll
room.
Kick you out once yeah. you get to, if you get to yeah. a certain point with your health. They'll
you
move
can't
you
be
out.
In the condo anymore.
Yeah, you
the
can't
condo's
be in this
just
place.
The condo's great because it's just basically like they can wander over. There's breakfast, lunch, and dinner if they yeah. want. They're paying top dollar.
It's still a
thing.
Real life, John.
Yeah, they're
fine. That was my
free rides to the hospital, which is a cool feature, and then
they'll take you to the store.
You go into the apartment building behind it, and it's a beautiful complex, but
it moves into the full time.
Fred looks and he goes, yeah. "Well, they moved him out of the good spot, and he's over in the big house." Yeah, I'm like, "What happened to him? I don't remember."
It's like once a week.
Yeah, well, every day their phone rings. Who's dead? Fred's first thing. Who's dead? And all Paula does when she answers, "Hi." Oh, all right. Well, is there anywhere we send flowers? Or okay.
God, that's gotta get old.
Who's dead? Fred doesn't care anymore.
Well, my grandmother, when she was in that exact setup, she had her condo.
Yeah.
And then you go, you know, the next level was Ooh. Going to the you, wing where you need full attention.
You graduate.
But, yeah, you know, at the time graduate. That I'm yeah. over there visiting, she is, you got to get out of here at 4 o'clock because girls are coming over with wine.
Yeah. Oh, they're drinking couple, themselves. Oh, they're having silly.
Oh, I'd be hammered all the time.
Yeah. Fred and Paula's house is just like it was when they lived in Fountain Hills. It's just, it's a nice place. But Fred even says, he goes, I'll throw myself off the roof of this thing before I go into that death trap.
I mean, that's how most of them feel, but then, you know, a lot of times you don't have that choice because all of a sudden it just happens. And
you what are you going to do? I mean, yeah. you need somebody to take care of you
no,
at
you
a certain
don't.
Point.
You get the pillow plan.
You think it's so easy.
I do.
Look
Paula and I had
there,
a chat
there
about
There are
it.
Some that will just stop eating. There's plenty right. of that that'll say, you know what, I'm going to
quit.
Paula grabs me all the time when we're at their facility and we'll wander, or like sometimes you're like, yeah, they're having a good dinner tonight, or they have a chef there that's outstanding. It's like, we'll come by and we'll have like a lunch order. So we go over there and have lunch, and then you'll see one wheeling in and just, you know, applesauce falling out of its face. It's like pills on its eyes. And they wheel it into the food, and Paula just grabs me. She goes, first off, they shouldn't let them eat with us. I can't look at that. And she goes, promise me that if that ever happens to me, that you'll kill me. I'm like, it is my solemn promise.
God, everybody says that.
Everybody says it to me. I like a,
they think you'll actually do it.
I think they think that because I look at them and I'm like, there is no doubt that I would help you with that if I could get away with it.
I just don't picture you as the Grim Reaper.
I could do it.
You think so?
I think if I saw Paula, my sweet, sweet Paula, rolling around looking at me and winking every once in a while like, we talked about this. What's the holdup? That if it weren't for the laws,
I could
those
see
pesky,
it more,
pesky old people killing laws.
I mean, I wanted to do it to my mom, but yeah. Like
Arthur Fleck from The Joker.
I could see it doing it more like Kevorkian.
Yeah.
Where, you know, not the pillow or not the...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean...
He just basically hooks it up and...
You don't really have that option.
You know what? You know what's great? And I think it was partially invented for the reason of killing your elderly. Those gravity blankets. Have you had one of those hugging blankets?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Lisa got
sometimes
one
I get trapped under one. They're heavy as hell. You just place that over an old person's face. There's no fight left.
That's true.
So I think maybe gravity blankets can look like an accident.
Yeah, they were cold. They pulled it up.
How did they lift it? It's 88 pounds. My gravity blanket, I fell asleep on that thing, half under my hip, rolled over, and I swear when I woke up, I felt like I was being attacked. I was too weak from, my arm was a little bit asleep, and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to die in a cocoon of gravity.
My wife loved that thing for like a couple weeks, and then her legs started hurting because it was
Because you've got a small bear laying on you. You've like, oh, so the blanket. That's it is so.
So she stopped.
The first time you put it on, you're like, this is how laying down has needed to feel my entire life. I've never felt better. I'm being hugged by my blanket, and it's nice. And then a couple hours later, you're like, oh, no. And then you're David Copperfield. And like, I can't get up. And every ounce of my body's asleep. Like, your whole body tingles itself right into weakness. The gravity blanket is a boa constrictor of comfort. It's bad.
It's supposed to flatten you out, or it's supposed to keep you
Brady,
in position?
Just get under one. Whatever happens next is the greatest 8 minutes of your life. Then your bones start to crush.
Yeah, she was going on and on about it for That's a long amazing. Time. Like, I need to get one. Yeah. All that. But then once her legs started getting yeah. sore.
I lay on.
Never see it anymore.
Like, if I lay on top of it on the couch, and it kind of hugs me from behind, but that way I'm winning. The thing is never going to get me again.
Roll over one time.
It is. Oh, it literally, you'll fall asleep and you're like, and it's such a comfortable sleep. I don't think there's, I think it's bad to have something heavy on you while you sleep because your body's just like, oh, we quit. And then every bit of you tingles to sleep. Like your arms are asleep, your legs are asleep, and there's no fight left. Then you panic. The last thing you want when you wake up is a pure panic to happen in 7 seconds. And that's what happens. I can't move. Everything hurts. But, man, it is a nice knockout to start. It's a beautiful thing. I do love it. I was kind of the same way. I was bragging about it to everybody the first month I had it. Like, you haven't slept yet until you had a gravity blanket. Put all of your vital organs to sleep because that's basically what it's just cutting off the circulation to everything. And it's so nice. But, yeah, put that up on Grandma's face. She can't fight that off.
Look at this. You've already figured
Eight
it
minutes.
Out.
Oh, I've got several ways to kill the elderly.
Tell your dad. Dad, I got you.
Oh, I've got that for old man Dan. I've got 6 or 7 ways I can I can get Dan taken care of when he goes. And he's got me covered, too. I don't know if he thinks about it as much as I do. But I have diagrams. They're not well drawn. I'm not a good drawer.
Stick figures.
Yeah, I got stick figures and pillows. You can make out that it's a pillow or a rock.
Wouldn't he want to go out like kind of like Dick Cheney's out there hunting?
No.
You know, accidentally get shot in the face. Bam, that's it.
My dad.
What he loved doing.
What he loved doing.
No, my dad. My dad's scared to death of dying. I think he's really horrified that.
Well, I would imagine the closer you get.
Because he's so healthy. I think that's the thing that scares him most. It's like, when does this end? And then he starts. I don't know. He just doesn't want it to be a suffering thing. I don't think he's scared of the dying part of the thing. He's like me. I don't want it to hurt either. But he's.
You can see it. I mean, you just go along and you kind of like, it's almost denial. In a way, but it just, you know, the years definitely go up quicker as you go on. But I don't think until that one thing happens, then you realize, oh, all right, now I'm getting old.
How do you want to die, Brady? What's your ultimate death? And you can't say just falling asleep.
Well, yeah, it's
what's the way do you want to go out?
I wouldn't mind going out like, like my grandfather or my mom's side of the family.
Just went dead right
Set
into
up,
a sand
oh,
trap.
His heart just stopped.
So just a quick
Maybe
heart attack. You'd like a fast heart attack.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the right track.
Yep. My mom says, oh, yeah, it's going to happen to me.
To you?
She just, and, no, and
oh,
to her.
Yeah. Well, she like, said it to me about
only,
you, too.
And I could only wish that my mom says that. Like, I hope I go
You hope
like,
your mom's heart blows up
like
real fast.
Like her mom and dad. That it just, boom, there it
was
goes.
Fast and it will over. Yep. Well, that's a nice way to think about it. Eric?
I'm drunk, stumbling around, hit by a truck.
Yeah. I want to pull my fragile penis off in one last attempt to whack it. It's my favorite thing to do in this.
And then what happened?
Life. I just look down and realize, uh-oh, and then probably my heart blows up. Yeah. I'm holding my, and then they find me with my own severed penis in my hand. Half hard. Stuffer, it's his stuffer position. His heart blew up when he was trying to yank it right off. Well, we knew this was going to happen.
Wouldn't you rather be having sex? Or you just don't want to scar Megan for
a... I don't really need other people involved. I don't really need any... Yeah, you never know who's going to be there. At that point, if I'm incapacitated in some sort of home, I'd just rather be jerking it. And that's how I want my life to end, too. And I think it will. Is that several times the caretaker will come in and have to stop me from tugging it. Like that, it's just going to be...
Gotta put it back.
I'm going to be one of those old guys. Like, yeah, this is how I lived. I absolutely love that activity to this day. It's the best gift we've got as human beings. Just a great, and we frown on it, and I don't know why. It's just such a great.
Or it slows down.
Drug. No.
You don't have it as much.
Man, I love it. I'm all over it. I'm doing it now. Yeah. I'd be doing it now if it weren't for you two.
We can leave for a couple of minutes.
Okay, if you do, it doesn't take long. I've got it down.
Really, you haven't slowed down at all? You're still like a teen boy?
I'm teen boy when it comes down to it. Yeah, I like a jerk.
I thought about that in my mid-30s. I'm like, isn't this supposed to slow down?
No, mine's not.
It has a little.
I mean, it is not a daily necessity as it was before.
Right, it used to be a daily thing.
But that's just because I'm busier. If I have downtime, pretty much going
to. If you're sleeping on the couch and Megan goes to the store.
Oh, Megan goes to the store, it's happening. I'm in the house by myself for longer than 8 or 9 minutes.
There's one activity.
I'll tell you this right
happen.
Now. You want to hear right now? Here's the fun. Full disclosure. Yesterday, we've got lemon trees packed full of lemons. And Megan went on the Nextdoor app and told neighbors, if you're interested in lemons, we've got hundreds. Well, evidently, every neighbor wants our lemons. And so she's getting text after text. I'm like, you did this to yourself. This is stupid.
God. She's got a fruit stand
so
going.
She's putting bags outside.
I got the Humburg lemon.
Okay, so yeah, they're putting bags outside on our front fence. And there are bags of like 45 lemons in each bag. We have thousands of lemons. So we're putting them out there. And then people are supposed to come by with their own bags and take what's – nope. And I told her, I'm like, they're going to take the whole bag.
Well, I told them to just
– doesn't matter. You're dealing with people.
Let them take the whole bag.
No, because she's got like 50 people coming. So she's basically needs a team of Mexicans
first
out
come,
there
first serve.
Pulling out – no, it's not that because then we'll have people standing in the cold saying, well, I want lemons. They have to contact her, and it's working.
And pick them?
But she's putting too many in a bag. So this guy, and they know they're getting away with it because they look around. Yoink, whole bag goes in the back of the car, and they drive.
That's for like four. God dang it.
So she went outside to pick lemons yesterday, and I'm like, she's going to be out there for a minute. Threw the porn on. Right there on the couch while she's outside.
Wow, you're getting really crazy.
Nah, it's not getting. It's just, I know.
Break time.
I know time.
She's outside.
Right outside.
Minutes.
It's like having a smoke.
And she always acts like
smoke
she goes,
break.
I see the laundry. I know what you are doing.
And I'm like, yeah, jerking off. Nobody's hiding this.
Do you have a surround sound on?
No, well, I threw it up from my phone, new porn, up to... fact, I can tell you what it was.
Did you win the race? Did you make it before she came back in?
Cleaned up. I had cleaned up by the time she came in.
It's just a madhouse.
Yep, your little business is thriving.
Do you need some meringue?
Yeah. It wasn't even a remote, like.
Why didn't you go out and help pick lemons? What the hell?
The one that I finished with was scared stepdaughter gets banged after cuddling dad. It was amazing how hard mom slept.
She's right in the bed.
She's in the bed. She's in the bed. She's asleep in a thong.
Like this ever happened.
Right. It couldn't because these two were in multiple positions. The bed squeaked and mom never woke up. And I'm like, I'll finish this. This is great stuff. I even gave it a preview. I scrubbed fat. All right. That's a good spot. Oh, she's on top. I like that.
Those ones crack me.
This is a good one. And I crushed one and still, you know, have enough left over to get it done. When necessary, I've never once gone. I've over jerked, and I've got. I love the activity. I love, not like Brady.
I understand.
Embrace the very natural act. It's like breathing, and I don't know why we act like it's so. It is. Everyone does it. I don't understand. It's like being.
It's a sin, John.
It's like being embarrassed of blinking. I know, it's sinful. Somehow or another, it's sinful, even though everybody's like, it's such a terrible, terrible act. Can't imagine what kind of deviant. We're all doing it. Calm down. Embrace it. Love it. It's amazing. And no one at all gets hurt by it. This guy just wandered in. Probably just polished one off in the bathroom.
Sure he did.
We're all doing it. The whole earth is a giant jerk off. It's a circle, not a flat. It's a circle jerk, and we sit and act like it doesn't happen. Please. I, for one, will lead the brigades. Proud. A proud jerker. Age 47, still going, and I mean going.
It's impressive.
I see the laundry. I know what's happening.
Yeah. She said it in front of my gay neighbors once.
I saw your shirt. I knew you tried to cover it.
I'm like, I wasn't trying to cover anything. You know that giant wet puddle on it? It's not a cover. That's a basic admission.
And Troy, the neighbor, goes, everyone does it. Troy's 50. And I'm like, see? He's cool. We're going to have a jerk. It's like a soda. The worst is when you get your DoorDash coming and you're all covered.
I can race the DoorDash.
Hurry up. Best thing about DoorDash,
he's way ahead of schedule.
They give you, no, they're never, Brady. You've got a map on them. You GPS them right to your house.
It gets close, like, though, sometimes.
He's, like, on, damn, the, he's on the 51 and Glendale. That's 7 minutes. Watch this.
Thank God they put the minutes on there.
I can get that done. I love that. Beat the food to the house with a good jerk. Forget it.
It's a good game.
Oh, it's a great game. It's a great game. Yeah. Yeah. Megan's like,
you go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah. Jerk off a couple times.
Why?
I don't know. You're sweaty and seems like a lot of effort. You'd have to shower. I can get it done in the time you get ready. So I just finished.
What if the woman would take care of us every time we wanted it?
Oof.
Instead of, then we would never have to do that.
Megan would look like Hulk Hogan. Her arms would be huge.
Ripped.
Ripped. If it was every
time.
That's
what we should tell them. Like, all right, I won't do it anymore.
She can't keep up.
Every time I want it.
I admit.
And the timing, too.
I have an issue with desire. She couldn't. She's got no. She's told people,
I can't keep up with that. It's ridiculous.
It is. I admit it. I admit it. Sometimes I'm standing there. We were playing pool together at the house, and I was in a pair of shorts with no drawers on and nice loose shorts.
Will you please stop?
What?
Jesus, John.
I'm like, oh, I beat off. We got company.
Is this a reflex?
I'm giving myself an over-the-top old fashion right there when it's her turn.
Please stop it.
I didn't even know I was doing it. Sorry. These pants were doing it first. I love it.
I think we're related to the monkeys. We have to be.
Of course we are.
Look at them.
Well, that's proven. There's no debate there. We are absolutely a subset of simian. We are absolutely that.
That's all they do.
And they look at each other like, anybody care if I have a whack? And all the other monkeys are like, go nuts, man. And they do, and no one cares. We can't even watch monkeys do it. We go, oh, that's sinful.
Brady saw a wild thing.
Yeah, you had the wild thing. Monkey boner, and you're giggling. Oh, it's a monkey boner. It's a monkey. He's like, what are you guys laughing at, you prudes? I'm beating off. It's two. Matlock just came on. Perry Mason's over. I've got 14 minutes to kill. Anyway, it's silly. Stop being so silly.
Did we it's just hanging there for a reason.
How did we go from parents dying to masturbating? How did we make that transition?
Because it turned me on. And I'm not alone, man. Our healthcare facilities evidently have a real hard-on problem, too. I should never work in one of those.
What the hell just
I'm
happened?
I'm saying, you got to evaluate.
Well, that's because I said that's how I wanted to die.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Masturbating.
We went right from how am I going to die in the home? I'm gonna finally get one last tug and it's going to fall off.
Before the pillow.
Yeah.
Hang on,
Dad. Well, I don't need a pillow. I'll rip it off. My heart will go, uh-oh, I can't do this anymore. There's no living.
What if you're hanging out at waiting for Trump to go on stage and you're out at the Trump rally?
Well, I can control it in public. Not necessarily in my own home, but.
There's 700 people out there waiting. Maybe
somebody
you think one of them
gave a tug.
There's tents out there.
Yeah. I was receiving photos from a couple people down there of all the hot girls. So people were thinking about it. So check out this chick's shorts. And they were good.
Hey, what was going on with the concerts? They carried that old man down to the.
He was a veteran.
Yeah.
World War II. He's like
Why
90.
Were they carrying him? He was in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. And I guess they didn't build ramps for him because they hauled him around like he was luggage.
Mercury's in trouble.
I felt a little bit awkward. But yeah, the Mercury does not have ramps. But yeah, they were.
What if those guys out. Fall while carrying this dude?
Worst part was while Trump was talking, like, you know, we're a World War II veteran, everybody on your feet, except you can't. And then two bikers just lifted that dude out of his chair so he could see over the edge. Here he is.
Yep.
Here's the old man. Here's the sack of groceries.
And you're like showing him off like a baby.
Eric, take care of him.
It was like an infant. Oh, he doesn't like being held that high, does he? Poor little Gucci-coo.
It would have been better off in a Bjorn.
Yeah.
He's
a World War II veteran. I admire everything that guy's been through and seen because we didn't have psychological help for those people. And the wars then were much worse than they are now. And I know they're bad now. I'm not saying that. But back then it was like, you're dealing with it and you're never going to talk about it again. And now that's all we do is remind them. Remember the war? Remember? Here, lift him up in the air. I don't want to get out of it. Lift him up and hold him above us. It hurts. It hurts to be touched. Yay. That feels nice. That feels nice. Put me back.
We can't just leave him in a seat to get recognized.
Because it made sense, too, because, you know, I haven't heard too many of the pep rallies that he's doing, but he's going right out of that to introduce him because we've been doing some great killing.
Yeah, oh, no. Oh, no, we have. Well, he's right.
we've been taking out, right. And he's like, we took out these guys.
But the old man, they carried him. Like, put him down. Lift the whole chair. Just lift the whole chair. Get him out of here. Just scoop your hands. Ooh, there's something wet. There you go. And the crowd goes nuts because we should, but it's that's not honorable.
And it's like a show in Vegas. Bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
He got hooked up with all the swag. Eric had a pack out there. And
hats and
shirts. Here's a pin.
T-shirt. Get a hat. Koozie. You probably don't have a car, but for your golf cart, here's a sticker.
I remember I was at a restaurant in
Special
Mesa.
Ring.
It was an old building in Mesa, and it's a restaurant, and they didn't have ramps, and there's tables upstairs, and the lady next to us had a wheelchair. And I happened to know the girl that was there. Her grandmother was the one in the wheelchair. And the hostess was like, your table's upstairs and we're full otherwise. She goes, well, how do we get up there? We can carry her. And grandma just goes,
hell no.
Are you kidding me? And I'm like, oh, this is how lawsuits are born. And sure enough, they picked up the whole chair and hauled her ass upstairs. Like, this is awful. Just degrading. So people in wheelchairs don't like being picked up out of them. Pick up the whole chair.
We should do that to Short Bus next time we see him.
Yeah, here, let me get you out of this thing for a second. Carry you around like an infant. Isn't that great? Look at you.
He's got a built-in catapult.
Almost a real boy. Well, yeah, for every time a car hits him, the guy gets plunked like a deer. Let's get a wake-up song and tell you where Eric's going. He's going to leave in just a little bit. He's headed out to Scottsdale and Bell. We'll tell you exactly where in seconds. You give us the wake-up song, we'll scream it together. It's 98.
Wake up! Arizona's most powerful. Rock radio station. 98.